The NSPCC reported recently that the numbers of people recorded as being in possession of child abuse images has gone up by 70% in Northern Ireland in the last year alone. There are a group of English people who say that they are doing some of the police's work for them. They're posing online as children to smoke paedophiles out and then confront them. Have a listen to this. You may find some of it disturbing.
Can I have a word with you, please?
Yeah, sorry.
Under Section 24A of the Police and Criminal Evidence Act, I can tell you at this point in time you are being detained. Yeah?
Okay.
For coming to meet a 13-year-old girl following sexual grooming called Jessica, yes? Yes?
No comment.
Yeah?
No comment.
No comment. That's fine, sir. So do you think it's acceptable to be doing what you've been doing, sir? Stay on that side. Sir? You knew she was 13, sir. Talk to many children in teen chat websites. What about your five friends, sir? Who you wanted to come and have sex with this child, sir? The 13-year-old girl, sir.
That man was subsequently convicted. On the TV show last night, I spoke to Scott and Callum, not their real names. They came to Belfast to explain to me why they spend their time hunting paedophiles.
Basically, we go online and create profiles of young males and females on a wide range of social media websites and wait until grown-up people contact us and then remind them of their age. And then if they get sexual, we will attend that meeting.
I'm trying to understand, Scott, if you're entrapping people who would not otherwise do this.
Well, we're not really entrapping anyone. Like, these people come to us. These people, it's their choice to become sexual. It's their choice to add that child. It's their choice to talk to that child. It's their choice to turn up to a meeting place.
What do you say to them when you see them?
We ring the police, and once we know a unit has been dispatched, then we'll walk over and approach them about what behaviour they've been doing online.
What gives you the right to do this?
We're not the police, we're just exercising our rights as citizens. Any citizen can do this. You know, we're seeing problems with our government not giving enough money to the police to be able to do this. So, you know, you've got to be the change that you want to see in society, and this is the change we want to see.
But you're suggesting to me that this is so prolific every single time you try this. There are many, many people attempting to groom children.
That happens on a regular basis. We get messages every time we go on.
And how quickly after you post do they come in?
10 seconds.
No. It couldn't be that prolific.
As soon as you go in, it's just message after message. I've got an app on my phone right now, I'm not going to say the name, but it's got a good 30 people on there chatting. A good 30, 40 people, and that's only me alone.
30, 40 people chatting to children?
What they think is a child, yes.
Share with us some of the conversation. What age of a child do they think they're talking to?
This one thinks he's talking to a 14-year-old child.
And what's he saying?
You want to be my girlfriend. I like how old you are, and I promise I won't tell if you don't. I could get in lots of trouble. Wish you were here. I would love to kiss you. I'm being naughty.
And what will you then do next with that person?
Once he says meet, we'll go and confront him.
Well, Jim Gamble is with us this morning. Jim, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Obviously, you're a specialist in child protection. And the journalist Andrea McVeigh with us as well. Good morning to you, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jim, my goodness, it's disgusting, it's shocking, it's terrifying when you hear those people describe how people are just sitting online praying for children. And we know it's happening.
Well, the anonymity that the internet provides and the lack of frequent and routine consequence, i.e. the fact that we're not seeing these people in court every other day, creates a sense of frustration. And that's why I understand the rationale behind vigilante behaviour. I don't agree with it, but I think there are significant lessons to be learned by the police service. And the first is recognise you don't have sufficient resources and recruit special digital volunteer constables. Bring them in after you've recruited them, vetted them and trained them, and let them come in as volunteers on a Thursday night or a Saturday night or a Sunday afternoon and go online within the police station where they've got supervision and support. And when they collect that evidence, you will then be able to dispatch officers to surveil the individual travelling to the site of the meeting and to arrest them when they're there.
Andrew, do you support these vigilantes? They do hand these people over to the police.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody who saw the report last night on your show could have not been shocked and disgusted with what was going on. I mean, it's something that everybody knows about happened, but to actually, the guy that read out, you know, the text messages that were being sent to the person he thought was a young girl. And, you know, I have the utmost respect for Jim Gamble, and he seemed not unsympathetic to the motives of the vigilantes, if not their methods. But, you know, there has to be a deterrent. And if the police, certainly in England and Wales, say they're struggling to cope with the numbers of people looking at indecent images online, then what these particular vigilantes were doing was seemed to be that, you know, it wasn't a mob hunting down people that they believed were looking at child pornography online. They weren't beating them up. They were agreeing to meet them and then calling the police. And certainly if the police forces across the UK are struggling, then what they seem to be doing is tackling an issue. I mean, there has to be a deterrent for people to not look at images of child abuse online. And what is a deterrent? Is it the prospect of being caught, publicly named and shamed, having their family and friends knowing what they're doing? You know, something, it feels like something has to be done. And I can see how these people are taking it into their own hands.
Jim, let me come back to you after the news this morning, and we'll take your calls on this today. Okay, we're getting reaction today on the back of last night's Nolan Live television show to the vigilante group Dark Justice, who lure paedophiles into meeting who they suspect are children, but actually it is that group themselves. Jim Gamble, can you give us a sense? Do we know how prolific this activity is in Northern Ireland, this illegal online activity, compared to elsewhere?
Well, I wouldn't expect it to be any different to elsewhere. Those people with a deviant sexual interest in children come from all walks, all levels of society and parts of life. So I know from what Simon Bailey has told us around the work they've done that they expect about 100,000 people to be online at any given time downloading indecent images of children. And they're doing that because they have a sexual interest in children. So it's not a massive leap from looking at an image to satisfy yourself to taking the next step to actually engage in a form of contact abuse or online grooming. So the size and scale of the problem is significant.
Sorry, Andrea, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Jim raised the name Simon Bailey there. I mean, I think what scares people is that Simon Bailey, one of the most senior child protection officers in the UK, recently came out and said that because of a lack of resources, we shouldn't necessarily be prosecuting everyone in possession of child abuse images. What he defined as low risk people shouldn't be prosecuted. And that scares people, and surely that fuels the sort of vigilante activity that we saw on the TV show last night. I mean, people are frightened, and if we have to protect our most vulnerable people in society, and that's what these people are doing. I mean, if the police don't have enough resources to do it, you can understand why people are taking it into their own hands.
Yeah, I think Andrea hits two nails on the head. One is we need an active deterrent. Paedophiles need to fear going online. And when people with the influence of Simon Bailey, you know, say what he said, the only people that feel happy about that are paedophiles themselves, because I think, well, there's just too many, there's too few police, and we're going to get away with it. I think from a Northern Ireland context, we should take some reassurance from the fact that they have consolidated their public protection unit. They have made a significant investment in what they're doing in this, which is contrary to the trend across the rest of the UK. But when Simon also says that we're arresting 400 individuals a month across the UK as if that's a good thing, that's less than 7 per police force per month. So we really need to shift the debate. We need to focus on supporting victims and survivors. We need to be actively deterring the predators. And by recruiting a citizens' army of special volunteer digital detectives, by putting them online in their thousands, we can at last turn the tables, where the predator will go on online in fear that they may in fact be talking to a volunteer supported by the police, and that when they do turn up to meet the child, they'll be arrested. That creates deterrent.
Okay, Jim Gamble, Andrew McVeigh, thank you very much.